Hello, my marketing and entrepreneur friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk Marketing Podcast, where I, your host, Katya Allison, get to explore the latest trends, techniques, and strategies in the world of marketing. While I normally have the pleasure of bringing on an expert, today I'm bringing my expertise. The past couple of weeks, I've had some really great conversations about AI, and you know how much I love AI as a tool. I think that there are so many misgivings and, dare I say, even misunderstandings of what AI is and what we mean by using it every day. So I thought, why not clear the air now and leave you with some actionable tips you can walk away with in the course of maybe a couple of episodes. Let's see your response to this one. Now, I promise I will go back to my regularly scheduled after we get through some of this, but I also promise this is going to be helpful. In for 2025, understanding AI. Out for 2025, not even giving AI a chance. Now, for this episode, we're going to focus on prompt engineering as it pertains to AI. We'll define prompt engineering, review what it takes to be a good prompt engineer, discuss AI limitations, and number four, then we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, and we're going to talk building effective prompts. Now, you know, I like to start with the basics. First, let's define our terms. AI, also known as artificial intelligence, and this refers to systems or machines that mimic human intelligence to perform tasks and iteratively improve themselves based on the information that they collect. What does that actually mean? Basically, it's like a little robot that tries to think and learn like a human. Can you say WALL-E? It can do tasks for us and it gets better over time as it learns from its experiences. Now, we've defined AI. What is prompt engineering? Prompt engineering is crafting the right questions or commands so that the AI systems can understand and deliver the best possible results. Essentially, prompt engineers are translators who bridge human ideas and AI understanding. Now, why is this so important? It's so important because it improves communication. Being clear ensures that AI understands exactly what you're asking. It reduces misunderstandings and it improves the quality of your response. Number two, making everything much more efficient. It makes the whole working with AI go a lot smoother and a lot faster when you're a good prompt engineer. Why else is it so important? It's important because it lets AI reach its fullest potential. It's like being a chef and using every part of an animal to provide sustenance. If you are a vegan, I am sorry, but you're picking up what I'm putting down, right? It's you're using everything. It's reaching its maximum potential when you're a good prompt engineer. And the last reason that I think that it's important is because there are fewer errors. If you've used AI, you have felt this. Nothing worse than having to come back time and time again to the first question you had wanted to get results from. It's like going to a water trough with a pail that has a hole in it. A little pours out each time you think you're going to get a full pail back. Now, what does it actually mean to be a good prompt engineer? Great question. I'm glad you were thinking it. What does it mean? It means that you can craft effective prompts. Your prompts are clear and concise and without ambiguity. It's like giving directions, right? If you're vague, you might not end up where you intended to. Always aim for clarity. Number two, understand AI limitations. More on this in a moment. In general, it's crucial to know what AI can and it cannot do. Like a great tool, it's really only as effective as the user's knowledge who's handling it, right? So again, what does it take to be a good prompt engineer? Crafting effective prompts, understanding AI's limitations. And I would say the third thing would be continuously learning and experimenting. That's what it takes to be a good prompt engineer. And what I mean by that is AI and technology, they're moving fast. Staying updated on the latest advancements, and then also continually experimenting with different approaches will keep your skills sharp and your output's relevant. There are a lot of AI tools out there. So even today, as we're talking about this and we're talking about prompt engineering, I'm going to focus just on ChatGPT. It is the most popular one. I definitely leverage it to the most. And fun fact, I also do pay for it. I believe the plan that I'm on is $20 a month, 1,000% worth it. So if you have ChatGPT and you're not paying for it and you do want to be able to maximize your working time, I would say definitely look into it. Okay. Message me if you have questions about that. I love talking about it. Okay. So back to understanding AI's limitations. I wanted to take a moment to just kind of dive through this because there are limitations with AI that you need to be aware of when you're using it. So the first part is context and memory. Think of ChatGPT like a chalkboard that gets wiped clean after every chat. So each time we are starting from scratch and it won't remember what we talked about last time unless we remind it. Now, it's not actually as drastic as completely wiping it out every time you walk away, but it can only hold so much information. So I recommend to save output templates that you want to consistently go back to. I personally use Evernote to keep my frequently used templates that I plug in so I don't have to remember them. Or another thing you can do, this is a little hack, is to periodically ask chat if it remembers the template that you used. This is a great way to keep the information in the chat without having to use another tool to track it, right? So it would be, we're about to get started. Do you remember the template that we used for XYZ? And it'll say, no, remind me. It will actually say that. Or it'll say, yes, absolutely. And then it'll regurgitate what it is. I find that when I do that, I tend to tweak the template a little bit based on based on outputs from that template, it evolves, right? Again, experimenting all the time. Other limitations the AI has is understanding nuance and subtext. Oh my gosh, I'm so tongue-tied. I apologize. So it's limited in understanding nuance and subtext. ChatGPT can be like a little kid who takes everything literally and might miss kind of the wink when you're joking or using sarcasm. Side note, that was a really bad wink. I can actually wink better than that. If you're just listening to the audio, I did a horrible wink. But my point is, it is literal. So feed it literally what you want. This can mean write me a description that has a title that is no more than 10 words long, that is SEO friendly, a description that is 30, 40 words in paragraph form with at least 5 bullet points that are no more than 10 words in length, and avoid using terms like landscape in your description. That's also a fun hack. Tell it what you don't want it to use, what terms you don't want. Okay. Other limitations. Accuracy. Using ChatGPT is a bit like kind of flipping through an old encyclopedia. If you're old enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We used to actually flip pages. Britannica. It's full of useful information, but it won't have the latest news or updates. It's a point in time, right? So don't think you're going to find breaking news there. Again, use it as a tool, not your only resource. The last thing that I really want you guys to keep in mind is there's bias and fairness, okay? Think of AI like a sponge. It soaks up everything from the water it's in. So the data it was trained on is what it's soaking up. If the water is clean, the sponge works beautifully, the sponge being AI. It works beautifully and it's fair, but the water can be a little dirty and contaminated with unfair ideas and stereotypes. The sponge absorbs that too. So keep that in mind. And for the love of God, do not use it as the single source of truth. It is a tool. I will continue to say it. It is a tool to help you create and automate processes and workflows. It is not the end all be all. When I say I use it every day, I definitely do, but I don't use it every day to do my work. I look at areas where I don't need to be burning all of my calories with XYZ. I want to spend my creative time in this area. Now that we've gotten all of that in the way, we are here to talk about building out your prompts. Now, creating your prompts. If you have been scrolling through any social media, you will find people that are promoting prompts that you need to save or like to keep or to get more for everything that you can imagine. And while saving some of those are really great, I'm not going to tell you not to save it. I will say that there is a basic formula you can follow for just about every single occasion. Okay. So this is probably going to be the shortest part of like what I'm sharing with you, but I think it's like the key. There is this kind of universal formula that you can use. Every prompt should be specific, provide context, set tone and style, and you should tell it what your expected output is. Let's slow it down. Every prompt should be specific. It should provide context. You need to set the tone and the style and tell it your expected output. Let's unpack it. Okay. So the first part, every prompt should be specific. Clearly define what you want the AI to do. Vague prompts often lead to vague answers. If you need a detailed response, specify the kind of details you're interested in. Use clear and concise language. You need to avoid using overly complex sentences or jargon unnecessarily. The jargon, I think, gets a lot of people. Simplicity can really lead to more accurate and relevant responses and the output that you're looking for. In addition to being specific, I was almost said specific, in addition to being specific, try to anticipate and address potential questions that you could get. If there are common misunderstandings related to what it is that you're asking for, it can lead to some inaccuracies. One of the hacks that I use is I will give it the prompt and I will say, I will actually ask it after the prompt, do you have any questions or can I clarify anything for you before we get started? This is a total hack and it has helped me in so many ways. It helps identify what's really unclear before I go through the entire like output that I'm going to get. So again, back to the beginning. Every prompt should be specific. We just went over that. It should also provide context. The more relevant information you include in the prompt, the better the AI can tailor its responses to what it is that you're looking for, your needs. Think of giving it a brief background before even asking it to give you a question or before even asking your question or putting in the rest of your prompt, right? You need to provide context. Where is this coming from? Like, what are you trying to execute, right? Okay. So again, back to the prompts. Every prompt should, one, be specific, two, provide context, give it all the information, three, set the tone and the style, okay? This one may seem like you don't need it, but you do. There is a tone and there is a style of responses in your response that you're looking for. Are you looking for super formal? Are you looking for casual? Are you looking for technical? Are you looking for it to review something technical and break it down in layman's terms? Yes, I've totally used it in that way as well too. Mention this information in your prompt. This helps the AI adjust its language to fit kind of that desired communication style. Here is also a tone and style hack that I have implemented several times. You know, there's a ton of back and forth that goes with getting the outputs and then tweaking it because you should never cut and paste, right? Copyright, the whole nine yards. There's also, that's a whole other episode as to why you're not going to copy directly everything that AI gives you. That is your starting place. And then what you do is you edit, right? So what I've done typically is I'll go back and forth several different times and then I will completely edit it to truly be the voice and tone. And what I'm trying to get it to do is learn my voice and tone so that when I ask for my voice and tone, it has a memory of that as well too. This is also great to leverage if you are in the paid version of ChatGPT, because it now has folders that you can create, and it has these prompt, I don't know what it's called, but it's got basically stationary information for particular prompt folders. So let's say, for example, I'm leveraging ChatGPT for this podcast, right? I have a very specific tone and style. So if I go back and forth and I say, hey, this is actually the style and tone that I would like you to use, give me a description that I can give you in the future to better understand and match my tone and style. Now, that output is something that I can put inside of the ChatGPT folders so that every time I go back to that chat, it always knows that tone and style. That was a super hack. Again, if you pay for ChatGPT, I'm not sponsored by ChatGPT. I just really like it. Big fan. Okay, back to the beginning again, because I'm all about repetition. Every prompt should, one, what was that? Be specific. Two, provide context. And three, set your tone and style. And the last part every prompt should have, tell it your expected output. Okay. What do I mean by that? I mean, define the format. Do you want a list? Do you want a paragraph? Do you want something to be placed in a table format? Do you want it in a Gantt chart? Yes, I've asked that as well too. How long do you want it to be? How are you going to be using this information? Tell it the output that you're expecting. When you don't, it's going to assume that, and you can honestly waste a lot of time of like, that's not even what I needed. It's giving me a bullet point. I really want it in paragraph form. This is too long. This is too short. So tell it what it is that you're expecting. It's going to get you closer, and there will be less iterations back and forth that you will need to do when you're in the specific chat. And then when you take it out and then, you know, work your magic and all of that good stuff. So I'm going to give it to you one last time. Every prompt should what? Well, number one, be specific. Number two, provide context. Number three, set the tone and the style. And number four, tell it your expected output. I'm not going to leave you with any save this prompt if you want to organize your closet in 30 minutes or less on the weekend. Maybe that's just a desire that I have. I don't know that AI could actually help me, but you never know. It could probably give me a good plan. But I am going to leave you with those four things, right? Every prompt should be specific, provide context, set tone and style, and you should tell it your expected output. There it is. It's literally all you need. If you think I went too fast, message me on LinkedIn with AI as a subject. I love talking marketing and I love talking AI. So hope you all find this really helpful. Thank you for spending your time with me today. Until next time, may the conversation flow, the laughter linger, and the outlook remain optimistic but grounded in reality. This is Katya signing off. Thank you so much.